Oh, this is a really encouraging update. Solana's validator client version 1.18 is now running at roughly 85% of consensus stake. That means about 85% of the network's active staking power is using that client in its consensus process.
That is a significant operational milestone. It shows that Solana's core validator set is converging quickly around a common software baseline, which helps the network stay stable during upgrades, protocol changes, and normal day-to-day operation.
And the really important part is that adoption measured by stake feels much more meaningful than just counting validators.
Exactly. A small number of large validators can control a substantial share of consensus power, while many smaller validators may collectively represent less.
So when we track stake-weighted client adoption, we get a much clearer picture of how much of the network's decision-making power is actually aligned on the same software version.
For a high-performance blockchain like Solana, that alignment matters. The network depends on validators processing transactions, validating blocks, and reaching consensus with minimal disagreement.
Right. When most staked capital is running the same client version, the network is generally better positioned to process blocks with fewer compatibility issues, less fragmented behavior, and a lower risk of avoidable disruption.
In other words, software convergence supports the kind of reliability that Solana's high-throughput design requires.
And the article makes a strong case that rapid client adoption is a positive signal for several reasons.
First, it improves consensus reliability by giving most of the network a consistent view of protocol rules and state transitions.
Second, it lowers upgrade friction. By shortening the period where the network is running mixed client versions, it reduces the chance of compatibility problems.
Third, it signals operational maturity. High adoption suggests that validators have the resources, monitoring, and procedures needed to roll out updates efficiently.
And finally, it gives users, developers, and institutions a useful indicator of network health. Stake-weighted client adoption can help gauge how reliable and stable the underlying infrastructure is becoming.
That said, the summary is careful to emphasize that 85% consensus stake is a strong indicator, not an absolute guarantee of network perfection.
Yeah, even a small percentage of stake running an older or divergent client can still matter, especially if that stake is concentrated among large validators.
The goal is not merely to reach a high adoption percentage. It is to keep the network moving toward broad alignment in a controlled and predictable way.
Also, client version is not the only factor that determines validator effectiveness.
Infrastructure quality, peering conditions, resource allocation, and regional connectivity all affect how well a node contributes to consensus.
A validator may be running the latest software, but if it is under-provisioned or poorly connected, it may still perform less effectively.
That is why stake-weighted adoption is important, but it should be read alongside other operational metrics.
For validators, this milestone suggests that the current upgrade cycle is being handled efficiently, and that disciplined operational practices are increasingly important.
In a network focused on speed, low latency, and high throughput, validators need to roll out changes quickly while maintaining uptime and security.
For delegators and stakers, the takeaway is more indirect, but still meaningful.
When a large portion of the network is running a common client version, it generally supports smoother consensus and less uncertainty around protocol behavior.
That can reduce the risk of avoidable disruptions that might affect transaction finality or staking rewards.
For developers and ecosystem teams, the milestone is a reminder that infrastructure health is a shared responsibility.
Application builders depend on the underlying network to behave consistently, and validator adoption metrics can serve as a useful input when assessing how reliable that foundation is becoming over time.
In the broader context of Solana's evolution, the article frames this milestone as evidence that the ecosystem is improving its ability to coordinate upgrades at scale.
Solana's ambitions for high throughput and low transaction costs are only as strong as the validator network supporting them.
The fact that V118 has reached 85% of consensus stake suggests that the network is becoming better at managing software convergence in a production-grade environment.
The final takeaway is that Solana validator client V118 hitting 85% consensus stake is best understood as a meaningful operational milestone.
It points to a largely aligned validator set, a network that is managing upgrades with increasing confidence, and an ecosystem that is strengthening the infrastructure needed to support broader growth.
And the key question for future upgrades will not just be whether a new release is available, but how quickly the network converges on it and how smoothly that convergence happens.